possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big league,
you want to be
best offense in baseball, best prospect in baseball, hitting everything out of the park.
Who?
Not John Rave.
We're not talking about Cags, man. We got a baseball team that's winning right now. Let's go.
That's right, baby. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of this show. Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, flagship station of your Kansas City Royals. Oh, I don't know, but, you know, a lot of this happened last night.
And the pitch. Yastrzemski hammers it high in the air, deep to right field. Osuna looks up. It's gone. Into the Royals bullpen. Mike Yastrzemski takes Merrill Kelly deep, and this game is tied at two.
That guy did it again, and then this guy did it again.
Royals offense really perked up on this homestand, beating up Washington and then Chicago White Sox. There's a drive right field, and gone. Vinny Pasquantino just got it over the fence.
And if you thought that was it, there was a play in the eighth inning that was a milestone home run.
Will Wynn throw to first? Nope, and there goes Yastrzemski, and there goes the ball to deep center. Back goes Carter, away back to the wall, and gone, Bobby Witt Jr.
And then in case you missed our guy, Josh Vernier, on his words being spoken into existence.
Conversations with Matt Quatrero when they dive into the the data, the pitch data for Seth Lugo, that there's nothing that screams, this is a fatigued 36-year-old, so... if they're not going to take any of those easy excuses, I'm not going to continue to give it to them. So bottom line, Seth Lugo needs to pitch better.
He's disappointed
in the second half. He knows it better than anybody, and he needs to earn that contract here down the final 7-8 starts that he makes.
Seemed like he did very well last night in his outing for the Royals. Yes, the two home runs that were solo shots. I've always said, if you're going to give a home run, let it be a solo shot. The Yankees know that very well.
I mean, the Yankees hit 9 home runs last night and scored 13 runs. That is about as pathetic as you can get, like nine home runs and you scored 13 runs.
That's impressive.
I mean, it really is impressive when you think about it.
It's like having 500 yards of total offense and you scored 14 points.
Yeah.
The hell happened?
Exactly. That's what. Okay, great. great solo home run after. So what if Lugo gave up a couple of solo home runs? To me, that was the story of the game last night, because I think we all went in very nervous about where Seth Lugo was going to be, like a 10 ERA over the last couple of starts. And it's been really, really rocky for him since he signed that deal. And he went out last night and he was awesome. And that was a big sigh of relief for me, because Seth Lugo is that guy. And I was thinking about this morning, Dusty. I don't know, quite honestly, right now, if there's anybody on the Royals, or maybe even on the Chiefs for that matter, that has more pressure than Seth Lugo and what he has to do after signing that $47 million contract. You're looked at as the guy now, like it or not. You can't make mistakes, right? Like, you got to be that guy every single time you go out there on the mound. And Seth Lugo now is pitching with the entire pressure of this organization on him and whatnot, and the fans and everything. And he delivered last night. And that was a big moment, I thought, for this season. Like, you know, another one of those kind of cross it off and move forward type of moments. Lugo was big last night when they needed him to be big.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't give an update, because we all scoreboard watch. Seattle loses again to Philadelphia.
Yep.
Boston loses again to Baltimore. Oh, by the way, those Cleveland Guardians, yeah, they lost last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks. 6-5.
Yeah.
You now look at the standings. You go to the wild card side. The Royals are the fourth team out, which means there's only three teams ahead of them: the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners. Mm-hmm. And the Royals sit 2.5 games behind all of them.
Yeah, you got. I mean, this is it, man. Continue this. Now a sweep has to be inevitable, I think, over the Texas Rangers. Like, I continue to go back to it, and I wish I would have said it last week, because, damn it, I'm kicking myself. I thought they had a better chance to sweep the Rangers than they did the Nationals. I just, for whatever it is, the Texas Rangers, to me, are a team that has quit on the season. And I don't know that the Nationals necessarily quit on the season. They got some young players on that mm-hmm. team and whatnot. But I look at the Texas Rangers as that NFL team that, when you hit the 1st of December, they've got a lot of veterans on expiring contracts. They're a game or two under 500. They know for the most part this thing is over. They're mailing it in. That's the Texas Rangers. And the Royals are doing a great job of taking advantage of that ball club and not giving them any kind of life whatsoever. Get up early on the Texas Rangers and make them sit there and kind of sweat it out. Now, last night was a little bit of a different type of ball game. They got up early, but you end up winning this thing 5-2 and pulling away at the end, and everybody's happy. But the Texas Rangers, to me, man, they are an absolute joke. And so now I'm looking at this organization, the Royals, and saying, go sweep these guys, because you got the Tigers coming up after yeah. this after this series, right? Then you really get into the meat of this thing. This is the time to kind of lay that groundwork, get in some wins, build in some goodwill, get victories over this team, eliminate the Rangers, and show that you're better than them. Like, I think you have to sweep this team right now. Texas is playing like a dead stick.
Yeah, well, it kind of feels like one more win tonight, they're going to be lying down. The Rangers are one game away, it feels like, from kind of giving up.
I feel like they have, right? It kind of just look, they look like a dud out there.
Yeah, they do.
You
they
know? Just, and, then, and when you're facing a dud, make sure you kick them in the nuts.
Go.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously it's okay to get greedy. I'd rather go three
for sure.
Of four first, and then, you know, hopefully Thursday, your day game, they want to get the hell out of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go to Detroit.
Right.
You're going
to
miss.
That happens to be a fast game on Thursday, I would think.
Which I would assume you're going to miss Scooble, because he pitched last night. So he'd be pitching maybe Sunday, because it'd be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, that'd be 5 days rest if he comes back for that Sunday game, if he necessarily needs to. Texas clearly forfeiting the game tonight, as Jacob DeGrom has been sat down for shoulder fatigue.
When has Jacob DeGrom last been good?
This year.
Has he been good this year?
Yeah, check his numbers out. He could be. He's a top five Cy Young candidate. Yeah.
I was watching the Rangers broadcast, and they brought that up. But it was the anomaly. Like, this year is kind of the anomaly. 130-something innings pitched, way more than he's pitched in the past.
Yeah. I mean,
he was an all-star this year.
Sue me for not paying attention to Ranger baseball.
Yeah, no,
like, there are just certain teams out there that just I have zero interest in, and if they went away, I wouldn't care. The Rangers happen to be one of those ball clubs. I think, you know, like the Miami Dolphins kind of for me, if they just left and went away, I wouldn't care. Or, you know, the Orlando Magic or Jacksonville or, you know, those nondescript franchises, right? The Rangers, to me, are just a nondescript franchise. I mean, it's not really a state where anybody's from, or Dallas, a city where anybody's from. Everybody moves there. You don't really know 100%. Many Ranger fans and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know that Jacob DeGrom was pitching good this year, because I really haven't followed the Texas Rangers all that much. But I know a dog when I see it. And that's a dog, man. That is a dog.
Yeah, DeGrom this year is 10-5 with a 2.76
ERA. That's nice. That is good.
He's got 140 innings, 148 strikeouts, and he's got a 9.2 whip.
Okay, so he's out tonight, and they're saying, Shoulder fatigue. What are you saving that guy for, right?
I was wondering too. I'm like, what?
Next year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's August 20th and you're removing a guy in a pennant race who may be one of your better pitchers for shoulder fatigue. What, you're not saving him for good because there is no good this year with the Texas Rangers.
And what's crazy too is this Texas Rangers team's 2 years removed from winning a World
Series. I know it, right? Like it's crazy, dude.
He's 37, so does that mean, like, what's the timeline there? We're
saving for next year. Yeah. Hope we can come back.
One more year?
I mean, I don't know. They paid a lot of money for him. He's got shoulder fatigue. It's, you know, kind of the same thing they were doing with Chris Bubich, and Chris Bubich is no longer pitching in the league this year because he's been shut down for the entire year with, you know, arm trouble. DeGrom, obviously 37.
Yeah.
And I think that when you look back at this Royals team, first time they've been over four games over 500 since May 25th.
It's crazy. It's been that long.
They were four games out of the wild card on Monday. Bob was, you know, yellow in the face. When are they not going to be four games out? Well, risk granted, they're 2.5 games out. I can hear the people screaming. Technically, it's 3.5 because you got a tiebreaker against Boston, New York. Well, they're losing.
Yeah, who cares what the tiebreaker is now? No. Yeah, let's not focus on that.
But yeah, you've jumped Cleveland. They lose last night. You continue to win. You've won now 8 of your last 10. You lost a game to the Nationals.
You've won every game on this homestand except one.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're technically on homestand house money.
Yep.
And going tonight, they have a spot start of somebody not named DeGrom. And I know that there will be Royals fans out there like, great, a guy that's not supposed to be good is going to show up against the Royals and be good.
Or how about a guy that we don't know? Go kick his balls in, too. Like, why can't we do that? Why can't we have that mindset instead of, I don't know this guy, but I get the history of everything. But
you're scarred.
Yeah, exactly. But go destroy this guy tonight.
Right.
And whoever it is.
And the Royals last night, it was an impressive win. I thought it was their biggest win of the year because I burned through, you know, the last three episodes of The Kingdom last night, and they highlight that Christmas Day game with Andy Reid sitting there. And he goes, that was the first game all year on Christmas where it was a three-phase win. Mm-hmm. He goes, one of the hardest things to do in the NFL is to get a win on all three phases. You know, obviously, you know that in football, special teams, defense, and offense. Last night, the Royals' defense was great. Jonathan India had some good plays at second base.
God, he's playing so much better since Yaz has come over.
He's relaxed and still gets hit in the back of the spine. Still took a, speaking of getting kicked in the nuts, took a foul tip right to the beanbag. And then, you know, you look at the offense last night. The offense, 3 home runs. Mm-hmm. You win 5-2. The defense was good. The offense was good. And the pitching was good.
Yep.
Zerpa, I'll give him credit where credit's due. Was good
last night.
Seth Lugo was fantastic.
And I thought Zerpa was going to tire there. I was watching the Ranger broadcast like Mac was, and they were talking about Zerpa getting into these like 20-some pitches and starting to tire a little bit and whatnot. And I'm like, uh-oh, you know, this is that kind of moment. Like, it's nutted up time, right? And he did. And he did nut it up and got out of that inning, man. That was big.
And then Schreiber went in there and cleaned it all up in a position that he's not normally used to being in. Your bullpen was heavily taxed last night. Your starting pitcher went out there and pitched 6 1/3. Went back out there. I thought that at bat against Semien, which was like a 12-pitch at bat, that he finished with a strikeout and got out of the inning. And then you bring in Zerpa, and then you bring in Schreiber, and then the game is over. Mm-hmm. You're 4 games above 500. You've jumped Cleveland. You've jumped Texas. You now sit 2.5 games out of the wild card. The race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. So now it's like stick to your team, play like you're playing right now. And this is the Royals team that I think when they said at the beginning of the season in spring training, we're a playoff team. By God, this is a damn good playoff team playing baseball right now. And it can only get better if they keep playing this way.
Yeah, they're playing good right now. And it's got to, you know, kind of, you know, stay that way. And I'll push back a little bit. I don't think we're on house money with this team right now. I think this team.
I say with this homestand.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we're on house money with this homestand either, because this team put itself in that position where you have to go out there now and win all these games, and you don't want to go back at the end of the season and look back and say, man, if we would have just won more game against the bad Ranger team, we would be in this position. So I don't think it's house money right now on this homestand. I think right now it is go for it mode, right? You're in it to win every single night, because the more wins that you can stack now, the less you got to do at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always talk about keep the losing teams losing. Texas is a losing team. You're getting ready to play some big boys coming up in the next week or so. So you've got an opportunity here. I want this homestand to end, and I want this team to be 6 games over 500, right? I don't want to give anything back to the Texas Rangers. I just don't think we're in that position right now. Had they played better all season long, and absolutely, we're on house money on this homestand. But I think the Royals have put themselves in that position where we're not on house money right now. We got to go take advantage of Texas and make them feel hurt when they leave here tomorrow afternoon on that flight back to Dallas. Like, you got to go sweep these guys, man. Put yourself in a position That's easier. Stop making it so hard. It's been hard all season long. Take advantage of a team that's quit.
I also think just because you're on house money doesn't mean you have to leave the table. I mean, you don't have to, you don't have to leave the table, but you have now a stack of chips in front of you that you did not have 9 days ago. Right. You're 7-1 in the last 8 games at home. The only loss you have is that final game in that national series, and now you have a chance to win a series. You definitely could go 9-1 in a 10-game homestand.
Perfect.
But again, you don't have to get it from the table if you have house money. You can be greedy as that poker player, which is where they sit currently. You can take all of the chips off the table.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Table and leave with all of the money in the briefcase and walk out. You don't have to leave it on there. So go take it all. Go be greedy. Go get a little bit more wins.
It's greedy time, man. Oh, yeah, it really is. It's like you and I at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
No doubt, man. As long as the guy's not sweating, cutting the prime rib. Yeah.
Sweaty meat carver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.